Well, it's the season launch, Nick. It's come round already. Can you believe it?
I know.
It doesn't let 5 minutes since we shut it down.
It does. Brands, I've been that busy between that they talk about the off season, but it's like, that didn't happen. Went too quick.
Just briefly, let's look back at last year. We spoke a couple of times about your season, which was learning again, wasn't it? And getting to grips with stuff. And you were very clear, very candid and very honest about that. But what did you take away from last year?
Well, how tough it is. I don't think people realise the level that the grid is now. And so I think it was... The takeaways was just the learning. You know, the second half of the season was much better than the first. First half was tough for sure, just because it's, you know, the level is extraordinary, and enjoying it and just getting used to all, you know, the processes, the car. You know, it's just, I think people don't realise that the weekends are very full for the drivers. It's not, you know, the driving is all feels like an afterthought sometimes, you know, because the weekends are so busy. So, you know, just taking all that in and making that all become a bit more natural, coming around again, you know, makes it feel easier.
Absolutely. There are busy weekends for drivers with commitments to hospitality and to sponsors and then to people like me who arrive and have a microphone in your face. So, yes, it's worth me remembering that how busy you are. Pre-season testing, how has that gone for you?
Good. It's been nice to do the official tests because it's always hard early in the year that the circuits in the UK are... You know, the weather's not is against you, so having official tests nearer the beginning of the season, where conditions are probably a little bit closer, has really helped. And more importantly, that you're out with other touring cars, you know, rather than being out there in a random selection of things on a random test day. So that's really helped. And but you know, last year I had to put in a lot of test days to get up to speed. This year has been more about learning the changes we've made to the car and, you know, just get a little bit of getting back up to speed. But it's more been, Accelerator put a lot of work in this year, and we've been standardising across the cars a lot more. So it's been just, you know, learning that.
Yeah, we've got the enhanced hybrid. That's what we've got. It's been called lots of things this morning as I've been chatting to people, but enhanced hybrid.
Yep.
What have you made of that so far? It's really sort of making people think there's some big changes to strategy this year.
Yeah, I mean, as you know, I spend a lot of time promoting everything online, pushing the championship, and I think a lot of people were quite cynical about the hybrid over the years, and you know, didn't realise how, you know, this is not an easy thing for a championship to take on to this level. So this year's when I saw, I didn't get to drive it last year, but Tom did. So I heard via him, but it was first time I got to try the full power of it at Croft, and it was like, whoa, okay, this is what I'd been predicting. Was this is going to allow, you know, it is push to pass. I think that's, you know, before, if you were lucky, if you had it, another driver didn't, could you get halfway up the inside of the other car? Now it's, you will go past. You know, that's the difference. You actually feel it in the car. You know, before you could, you know, it was a... You engage hybrid and you could feel it, but now it's almost like, you know, it's powerful.
Yeah. That's going to make a big difference to the races, isn't it? The way that they play out and the strategy that people use. I mean, if we think that hybrid might give you half a second advantage on a short circuit like Brands, I mean, it's half a second to the back of the grid.
Yeah.
That is massive.
Yeah. Yeah, well, as I say, I think it's going to mean where you've got drivers maybe in 10th up against someone who's in first, where they've been limited to a couple of laps, that's going to reorder the grid very quickly through the race. You know, more than I think what everyone wants to see is it going to be as effective as the old ballast system, because that obviously, all you know, you could see near the end of the races. I never got to drive it like that, but you could see how people would struggle. Yeah. And I think this is more exciting, because instead of it just a general degradation, you are going to just see a lot of when people run out or don't have any. You know, if you're a front runner, and then you've got someone who's working their way through the grid from 10th or even further down, who's suddenly got a push to pass, it's, you know, you are going to see a lot of overtakes, you know, on the straights.
It's going to make it interesting and exciting for the fans as well as the drivers, isn't it? I mean, it's going to be good to watch.
Yeah, I think they were rightly not cynical, but, you know, it's like, am I paying attention to how many are left? Now it's going to be like edge of the sofa stuff. Yeah. I was like, oh, you know, is my favourite driver still got, you know, a few more hybrids laps left? Because that could make the difference to them getting on the podium.
Yeah. What's your personal expectations or aspirations for this year, Nick?
I think going into it, I would like to see a Jack Sears weekend. I'm not going to win the overall. Jack Sears still a very strong field. You know, that I've, you know, I have to set my expert. You know, I've felt that by the end of last year, last three rounds, I was putting in pace that was, you know, top 15 at times. And so that gives me expectations. You know, I can be battling, you know, further up than I was last year from the beginning. A few Jack Sears, or at least one Jack Sears weekend, especially if it's wet. I do, you know, so both of my times I got points. I do love a wet race.
we're looking out the window at the moment, and the sun has come out, and the track outside is drying. I think you've got a dry test day tomorrow, haven't you? But we have had rain here at Donington, haven't we? To some tune in the past. Yeah. So you never know, at the beginning of the season, it might play into your hands.
Yeah, no, and because at Croft, I was very quick in for the test in the afternoon, very happy with the pace in the wet. So, yeah, I'll be looking forward to a few of those sneaky opportunities to go on the wet tyre early and have a bit of fun. But I've under no delusions that I actually was an interesting stat for you. I was looking back, because I'm a data person, I did a little bit of last 10 years drivers, collated all their points to see the total number of points that every driver, and we've had nearly, I think, 100 drivers who have taken part in the last 10 years, and we've still got 14 of them that were in the top 14 of the top 14 are here still. So you think that?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's how condensed our grid is of amazing drivers.
Wow. That's a great stat, Nick. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah,
that I like that. Superb.
Yeah,
absolutely brilliant. Have a great season,
Thank
Nick.
You.
Really good to see you back. I'm sure we'll chat throughout the year. As it's the beginning of the season, we like to have a bit of fun as well.
Mm-hmm.
So there's two curveball questions. I've got five in front of me, numbered 1 to 5. You need to choose two numbers, and that'll determine the questions.
Five,
first of all. If you could have any road car, what would it be?
Oh, Pagani Zonda. Dream car.
Didn't even have to think about that.
No,
did you?
No.
How much is one of those? Oh,
silly amounts. Silly amounts.
And then it's the servicing.
It's just a beautiful, you know, it's very, you don't see many of them.
No. Have you ever driven one?
No. I've driven lots of silly supercars, but, you know, that's a proper, you know, hypercar, whatever.
If anybody's listening and they've got one,
we can drive it around Goodwood for you.
We can pass on Nick's phone number for you. And your second number?
Two.
Two. What other sports are you good at, or would you like to be good at?
Ooh. What am I good at? Well, I used to do how I started this is because my parents, we didn't have the money to do cars, so I did bikes. So my childhood was winning lots and lots of things in motocross and endurance from like age 10 till 16. So I'm not bad on a motorbike either, but wouldn't like the injuries I'd get now.
Absolutely. Nick, really good to see you. Have a great season.
Thank you.
Thank you.